When I was little, there was a show on television that I'm pretty sure I was not allowed to watch, and I'm not sure I ever saw it, called The Fear Factor. I don't know if you remember this show. It was a game show, kind of reality thing, where there was a $50,000 prize, and whoever was willing to do the crazy stuff they asked you to do would win the prize. And I mean, we're talking crazy stuff. Like, jump between these two buildings 10 stories up, or hang off of a helicopter, or stick your head into a box full of tarantulas, and they do nasty stuff too, like eating live bugs and all this stuff. What are you willing to do for $50,000? Was pretty much, that should have been the name of this show. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like, I don't know that I would stick my head into a box of tarantulas for much. I know Father Aaron would run screaming from the room. But for $50,000, is that really worth it? You're willing to sacrifice potentially life and limb for a little bit of money? I mean, it's not nothing, but it's also not huge. Like, really? You're going to do that nasty, crazy stuff? And then when you think of it, do we do that kind of thing for other people? Are we willing to sacrifice our comfort, our well-being, our stomach for the sake of someone else, but you do it for money? In our gospel reading today, all of our readings talk about the sufferings of this life. And suffering is not without meaning unless we're just suffering. Suffering for the sake of suffering is dumb, and I would encourage you to avoid it. But our world today tells us to avoid suffering at all costs. We should be comfortable, we should have enough money to live in the house we want and not worry about things, and we even have this streak of, I don't want anybody telling me what to do, the government or anybody else, just leave me alone and let me do what I want so that I can be by myself and happy and not suffer. But Jesus, when he's told that by Peter, rebukes him in the harshest of terms. Get behind me, Satan. He's saying, what I am about to do, I do for love of you. The suffering at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, the humiliation in front of my people, the rejection, the crucifixion, I'm doing it for a reason. Yes, if it was just for the sake of suffering, heck no. But for love of you, I'm willing to die, to shed my blood, to suffer pain and death, so that you might have eternal life? Jesus says that is worth it. That is what it means to love. That is the cost, and he is willing to pay it. He is saying to us, you are worth it. You are worth all of the suffering that I am about to endure, that I might be with you forever. This is how much I love you, and you're trying to stop me? Suffering is not pointless, but it is a sign of love when we sacrifice our comfort, our will, our time, our material well-being for the good of another. And how much so are we willing to sacrifice for ourselves? For $50,000, you're going to eat bugs and put your head in a box full of tarantulas. But you can't give 5 minutes to the person on the street that you walk past. Not even just to give them some money, but to talk to them, to treat them like a human being. What does it say when that's how our society works? That 5 minutes of sacrificing your time, even if it makes you a little late, says, you're worth it. I love you that much that I want to talk to you, acknowledge you as a person, and show you that you matter. What about the saints that have gone before us, who have given up everything to follow Christ? I think of St. John Vianney and St. Padre Pio, who sat in the confessional for like days on end just to forgive your sins. And I'm sure they were hungry and tired and exhausted and frustrated, but they said, it's worth it. It's worth it to give you the mercy of God so that you might get to heaven. It means that much to me. Mother Teresa touching people who are leprous and diseased and bringing them into her home, feeding and caring for them, cleaning up after them as they make messes. She says to them, you're worth it. I love you so much that I am willing to sacrifice my comfort, my time, for love of you. Saint Francis of Assisi and so many others who gave up the riches of this world to follow after God, saying, you're worth it. The comfort that that would bring me is nothing compared to the kingdom of heaven. To be a Christian means not to avoid suffering, but to embrace it for the sake of another, for our neighbors and for God, those two greatest of commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. We cannot love without sacrifice, without sacrificing our will, our ego, our priorities, our time, even our health and our money, for the sake of another. When Peter says to him, "Lord, surely this won't happen to you, that you wouldn't sacrifice yourself, you wouldn't suffer in that way for us," he's trying to do the work of Satan, to make us so self-centered, to even make Jesus so self-centered that he wouldn't suffer for love. And Christ rebukes it in the harshest of terms. Looking at our own lives, what would he rebuke in ourselves? Is it our pride and our ego, thinking that we know best in all things and we're not willing to sacrifice our desires for the good of our neighbor, our spouse, the church? Is it our lack of generosity that we hoard up for ourselves rather than giving to those who need it most? Is it our time that we're unwilling to sacrifice, thinking surely someone else can take care of that, or this person isn't worth my time, whether it's the person on the street or a loved one in a nursing home? When we are willing to give, even when it is uncomfortable and causes us pain, we learn to love. And that is true of loss as well. When someone passes away and they're no longer with us in this way, we should suffer grief because we love that person, because we value them. And if we don't, what does it say about us? And not just our loved ones, but when we read about these horrific natural disasters or these violent acts on the news, do we really love our neighbor, or do we just see them as another statistic? We're not willing to sacrifice or to suffer for them. Christ is clear. We are called to take up our cross every day. And that doesn't mean just suffering for the sake of suffering or suffering because the world is what it is. But as he did, being willing to sacrifice ourselves for something, for the love of God, for the good of our neighbor, to take it up actively, not just to passively suffer what the world throws at us. If you want an example of suffering, look at Jeremiah. He's given the word of God. He tries to get out of it so many times. But he goes for love of the people to proclaim to them what they need to hear, even when it's hard. He's ridiculed, mocked, imprisoned, threatened, sentenced to death, you name it. But he says that word of God is burning within me because I love these people so much and I love God that I must proclaim it. How many parents suffer when they say no to their kids? You tell them what they don't want to hear and then the screaming fit ensues, or even if they're really little, maybe some hitting and everything else. But you suffer it because you love them and want what's best for them, knowing that playing in traffic will probably not be good for them, and you want them to be around for a little bit longer. That's what we do when we love. We embrace the cost. And if we're willing to give nothing, we see how much we value others. We see how much we value God and what we're willing to sacrifice for him as well. And we will be repaid in accordance with our willingness to sacrifice as Christ did. Jesus' statement to his disciples is no less strong than his statement to Peter. The Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to their conduct. This is not an option, but is the way of Christian life. Christ was willing to give all on the cross for our sake. What are we willing to do for love of him? To embrace the kingdom of heaven that he purchased at so high a price. May we truly take up our cross every day, each day, and follow him, giving for love of God and neighbor.